Nedar Pirk Dalet Mishnah Aleph 4:1, and this chapter deals with the topic of Hamudar Hanam Mechavero, which means that you have two people, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon, and Shimon is put under some kind of restriction whereby he cannot get benefit from Reuven. Now that can happen in one of two ways. Both are equally applicable to our Mishnayos, really. Either Reuven could say any of my possessions, for example, are forbidden as if they were korbanos to Shimon. Or Shimon could say, I won't, any benefit I get from Reuven is forbidden to me as if it were a korban. Now, it doesn't matter who enacts the neder, both are equally effective. And we'll discuss that scenario in various Mishnahs coming up here. So, in our first mission here, what's happening is we're going to contrast two possibilities. If the nature of the neder is, on the one hand, that Shimon is forbidden from getting any benefit from Reuven's property, on the one hand, or we're going to contrast that with if Shimon is forbidden to get any benefit from Reuven that would bring him to be able to eat food. Hana ha-mevila de machal. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say that exactly in the words, but that is the meaning of the Mishnah. So we're going to say, what's the difference, practically speaking, if Shimon cannot get benefit from Reuven, either because Shimon said he wouldn't, or Reuven said he wouldn't. In any case, what's the difference if they said the nature of the restriction is Reuven's property versus anything from Reuven that would allow Shimon to eat? Now, inside the Mishnah says, "Ein bein hamudar hanam chavero la mudar hemenu ma'achal." There's no difference between generally Shimon being restricted from getting hana'a, benefit from Reuven, and here we're talking about Reuven's property specifically. The Mishnah doesn't say that, but it's clear from the Gemara. We're not talking about getting benefit from, like, Reuven keeping the bed warm for Shimon. Not like that. That's not, would not be included in the nether. But anything that Reuven's property would provide some kind of benefit, a hana, to Shimon. And contrasting that with, the Mishnah says, heimenu ma'achal, from any food. But actually, you'll see from the Mishnah, it's clear, from the Gemara as well, that we're not talking about any old food restriction, but any restriction, any benefit that might lead or enable Shimon to get food. Now, that really means any economic benefit, because the general principle of this Mishnah and subsequent Mishnahs here in the Perek is that, so to speak, a penny saved is a penny earned. If Shimon can save money and reduce his expenses, he'll have that much more disposable income to use to buy foodstuffs. And therefore, really any benefit that's an economic benefit that Reuven's property would provide to Shimon would be included in the nether of Hana HaMevila De Machel, a benefit that would allow Shimon to get food. So, that being the case, so what's the difference if between the nether restricting any benefit from Reuven's property or benefit from Reuven that allow Shimon to eat food? So the Mishnah says, no difference. Ela drisa saregel vekelim she'en osem et osin behen ochel nefesh. There's no difference except two areas. One is drisa saregel. That means the right to pass through Reuven's property, literally trampling of the foot. The point is enabling Reuven to walk through, Shimon to walk through Reuven's field is a benefit to Shimon. He can save himself the hassle of, going around on the long way, which is not fun at all. And that doesn't save him any money, really. And therefore, it would be prohibited if the nature of the nether was any benefit from Reuven's property, because that's benefit from his field as a shortcut, but not a restriction that would enable Shimon to get more food in any way. He can't monetize that, really. And kelim she'ein osim ben ochel nefesh means utensils that aren't used in food preparation. So in other words, if Shimon wants to borrow a screwdriver from Reuven, he'd be allowed to do so because having the screwdriver and use of it doesn't get any food or access to food or food preparation for Shimon in any way. Therefore, it'd be permitted. So the Mishnah then further clarifies and says, Hamudar ma'achal mechavero, if Shimon is restricted from getting any benefit from Reuven that would allow him to get food, So then, lo yishalena, yishalenu, Reuven may not lend to Shimon, anafa, ukavara, verechaim, v'tanur. None of these things that are used in food preparation. Anafa is like a sifter for flour. A kavara is a sifter for grain. A rechayim is a mill for grinding the grain. And the tanur is the oven for cooking the flour. So we kind of went in reverse order of the process. But any of those things which are used in food preparation would not be allowed for Reuven to give to Shimon because that helps him to get food. Aval, in contrast, what Reuven could do is mash'il lo chaluk v'tabat v'talis v'nezamim. Reuven could lend to Shimon a chaluk, that's like a shirt, v'tabat, or a ring on his finger, v'talis, like a talis, something to, you know, like a robe or a cloak or toga, and nezamim are like earrings, or maybe nose rings, decorative, you know, jewelry. So since all those things, if Reuven would lend to Shimon, it doesn't allow him to get any food, it would be permitted. V'chol davar she'ein osin bo achal nefesh, and it would mean anything that really isn't used in food preparation. So Reuven, his neighbor, could lend to Shimon his hammer and anything like that. But makom shemaskirin kiyotze behen, if it's a place where they rent those things out, like for example, let's say Shimon wants to borrow Reuven's car. So nowadays in the 21st century, if people want to borrow a car, they go to the rental agent and they pay rent to borrow the car by the day. So if Reuven provides Shimon a utensil or a car, whatever it is, a kli, that enables Shimon to save having to pay someone else to rent rental fees, that means essentially there's more money in Shimon's pocket, which would allow him to buy an extra hamburger for lunch. So ultimately, by lending the car to Shimon, allow Shimon to get an extra hamburger, so that would be forbidden. That's what the Mishnah says here. Malkum shemaskirin kiyotze behen. If we're talking about a utensil that, although it doesn't not use for food preparation, but people charge rent, if you want to rent such a utensil, so then asur, then Reuven would not be allowed to lend Shimon such a utensil.